We ready? All right. Good afternoon, y'all. It's now 3 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and with introductions for Thursday, October 10th, HIV community council for membership.
No, if you do
Introduction. Hi, Elaine Co-Chair. Councilmember.
Hello, I'm Joanne Smith, council member.
I'm Mark Molnar, council staff.
In Zoom, okay. Kat Hodge-Gear, council staff.
TJ Lee Miyake, council member.
Zachary Davenport, council member.
Edwin Mario.
Ron Hernandez, co-chair.
All right, guys. Here we go. Now this is a review of an approval October 10th agenda.
I can ask for a couple shifts to the agenda. Unfortunately, Vic is out sick. So we're going to have him next month, hopefully. And if we can move that second to last bullet point on this page into the first bullet point so that we don't keep Irwin around for like the other membership stuff. Is that cool?
Sounds good. Okay. Going to approve the October 10th agenda draft. A little bit of the movement. We want to approve. All right. We'll do the other stuff. Now to approve the September 5th minute.
I should be sharing.
Okay, so I had enough vote on the minutes. Everybody approved?
Yeah.
Any announcements? Announcements? All right, we're going to any public announcements for right now.
Nothing from the public.
All right, moving along, guys. And then we have the council member attendance report.
All right, so if you can ask Erwin to step out.
All right.
Yes. This way, sir.
Your coffee looks good right
now. Yeah. If I drink coffee in the afternoon, I think it can take a while for me to feel this. Yeah.
I got an iced coffee. If I don't have iced coffee, then I get warm coffee. I'm warm coffee.
All right, if you can pull out Erwin's application. You've all already seen this either last month or hopefully when it was sent out. You'll see here that Erwin currently works at Derek Silva, which is of course a Catholic Charities residence. Erwin does identify as HIV positive. He would be an aligned consumer, however, because he does work at a place that could be perceived as potentially receiving Ryan White funds. I actually don't know if they receive funds. I think they used to, but during the whole housing switch, I think they were moved to general funds. But certainly Ryan White eligible. See what else. Portrays the ability to represent the interests of folks in housing, well as other array of other services. and other communities. We'll see here the bio on the second to last page. And on the last page, let's see the rest of the answer to the question that hopefully you've already looked at. And then on the back, we have his folks. And I should transparent in that Erwin's an ex-colleague of mine. I used to work with him very closely as part of the peer advocacy team over at Shanti.
And
however, I don't have a vote.
I'll add in also that he's my direct caseworker in the service where he's employed now, consumer of that service.
Right. Also, let's pull out the interview questions. Elaine or Ron, first of all, would one of you like to welcome Erwin back and just say welcome? That's that nice little intro. All right. Looks like Elaine nodded her head. Then would you also mind doing question number one? All right. Who'd like to do number two?
I'll do number two.
All right. Lynn, I'm going to do number two. We'll do number three, Zachary. We'll do number four, Ron. And then are you okay with the toughest question of all?
I think I can handle that question. I might be.
Of course, please feel free to ask any additional questions that might come up, either from Erwin's responses or from the application. Anything we should discuss before I drag Erwin back in? No? Mm-hmm. All right.
How did you hear about the planning council and what interests you to join us?
Already here working for the HIV community. Pretty much was the big role making here. I have been hearing about the planning council for years. What I'm interested in is that I think that it's a very good work we're doing in here. Because they take decisions pretty much the treatment and the HIV care and in general sometimes it's pretty I want to be part of things.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Erwin. I'm going in. Can you tell us about any previous experience you have with community planning or program planning for people with HIV?
Well, you've read my application. I have been working for years. For the HIV community, evaluating the needs and and what we need is basically pretty much what is focused by my extension, working as a case manager and as a care coordinator. In the past, I have been working with clients, initially evaluating the needs. From there, I take decision about if I need to be referred to any specific any service or any resources in San Francisco that can be beneficial for them. Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Erwin. I'm Zachary. Hi. What do you think you would bring specifically to the council? Where do you picture yourself making the greatest contribution?
Once again, my personal experience as a provider and also as a client, I think that I can bring not a different opinion, but I can bring a fresh focus of what is important for the planning council and how we can take decisions or, I don't know how to turn it. Yeah, as pretty much that I guess my experience and my can I say that I want to be part of this and I want to be useful for my community. I want to be part of this umbrella.
Okay, hi Ron, you know me already. So I'm gonna ask you the hardest question, but I'm gonna try to rephrase it so it's easier. If you have to make decisions with this, what would you think is the three most important elements in making that decision?
I think that I be impartial, be fair, have compassion, have pretty much, as a main goal, just to take decisions that they're beneficial for clients before anything else.
Thank you.
Hi, Erwin. Or you? I'm TJ. So I want to do a quick follow-up question. Have you had a chance to look at any of the committees of the Planning Council, and do you have an interest in any specific one by any chance? And if you don't, that's okay.
I have seen it, but I'm really, everything, I don't have, there is nothing specific that I say, okay, that is what I want to be focused on. But yeah, everything will be fine.
And then my question I've got to ask you is, do you feel like you would be able to abide by the attendance expectations as a council member? Because you have a long commute from Derek Silver to here. Like, we hope you're never late.
No, yeah, of course, yeah. You can count with me, and I think there is a lack of respect. Don't, you know, yeah, I'm not counting me.
Yeah. I have a follow-up question for you, Erwin. So as a person who, you know, was a peer advocate with me over at Shanti and for many more years as a caseworker over at Derek Silva, and as a person who's used services yourself, what would you say are like some of the big things, big challenges that you've seen with clients over the years?
Just, you know, like, are you talking about like housing or?
Yeah, if that's one of them, just what do you think they're being challenged by the most these days?
I think that will be housing, mental health issues, substance use and abuse. So,
Oh, that's big. Those last two, mental health and substance use.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for us?
You know, I just to, I practice the answers. I had 3 days thinking about it and to be here. And when I got here, I forgot everything. Like, oh my
God. Well, I was nervous asking you questions.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, I really am.
You did well.
Thank you.
You did very well.
Great. All right.
Well, if there's no more questions, then we'll ask you to leave, and then I'll let you know the vote of this group.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Erwin.
Enjoy.
I'm a world peace.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
I can give you a little bit of insight from the, I would say, was it like maybe a 4-year period? So that's a sizable period that I worked with Erwin. Erwin is very client-centered. I think because he also has used or maybe is still using services, he really gets where they're coming from. He's also quite shy, and so I think we saw the shyness there for sure. And so, you know, he definitely needed encouraging on the council to, like, definitely, like, don't be afraid to ask questions. So someone, like, you know, would maybe even pointed, if you all accept him, would, like, make a point of, like, sitting next to him to, like, sort of help him out that way. Yeah, I'll just throw that in there.
I feel that too, that he is more client oriented than he is provider, because he has that access to services that he needs. And also, when I talk to him, I just feel like he's just a friend, you know. So I feel comfortable with him. I know we're looking more for consumers rather than providers right now, but this is kind of like in the middle. It's better than the extreme. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he sounds like more like both. So, I mean, he's more, as far as whether he understands like what I've heard about him, you know, he's very much on the client side. So, that's just pretty cool.
Well, I like him. You know, he never missed about his answer. He answered them perfect.
Yeah. I like what he said at the end when he did ask me about making, and he did say, as a respectful, he should show up to these things. So that was a good thing. For me, that's big plus.
He's also a pretty sweet fellow. I don't know if that's clear. Sweet guy.
It seems like you know. Yes.
So is there a motion to approve this applicant for the full council?
Okay. I move.
Ron is? Although, you know, you might want to abstain from this vote, actually. Yeah.
Thank you.
So who would like to move? Gwenwell, who? Is there a second? Okay. Any opposed? All right. So Irwin's vote for the full council will go to this month's agenda. I'll ask Irwin to appear and to introduce himself for a few seconds. I don't want to put him too much on the spot.
Yeah.
His nightmare.
I can relate.
All right, guys. So that was really good. So let's go to our next board agenda.
All right. Looks like
the new house.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. These need to be trampled, cut up, destroyed.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I'm not here to take it. Okay.
You almost forgot. I remember.
Thank you. I almost did forget. All right. So, we'll finish the rest of the attendance report. Looks like Nolly has an automatic notice of attendance to be sent. She'll love that. Mm-hmm. These are, of course, automated for our own membership requirements, so there's really no need to discuss or even vote on this.
Well, not to make an excuse for her, but she was really busy for this last couple of months with getting, as y'all know, healthcare is now part of Marin, so they are taking over the library with us. So she's pretty excited. So I know she's been really great. So I, you know, just not to speak for her, but she's been really busy. Now she's going to have lots of time.
So that will be sent. And then we have a request from Robert Arnold to change to membership. I'm not sure what he was before. He isn't one of our new council members. Is there anyone opposed to him coming on board with you all?
He personally asked for membership.
Looks like it.
Mm. He did, yes.
Could be scheduling.
Mm. Yeah, could be. Mm-hmm. All right, as we saw, at the bottom, we've already interviewed Irwin and Vic will be coming next month. So let's move on to the demographic reports. Why don't we pull out let's do Epi first. Let me share screen on that one. I think Kira gave me some notes. Wish her luck. I think she's taking a test now. I want to make sure I have her notes. Okay. Biggest change we had to these reports this month was the loss of a member due to our numbers. You'll see this specifically in the total of HIV positive numbers. We did gain a member, which evens out losing a member and keeps our total membership number at 28. Thank you, Kira. All right, so pull out the Epi and we'll see where we're at. You can see the Epi because it's in the top right of the sentence. Looks like, well, we're certainly on track for white. For Black slash African American, we clearly need a little bit of a boost there. Yeah, well, I'm not going to go too much in detail because this is Epi, and what we really want to align with is Aries. But as far as reflecting the overall epidemic, which is what Epi does, you know, we're not too out of bounds. I think where it really comes close is when we look at are we specifically reflecting Ryan White clients? If there's anything else. Any thoughts on Epi before we move to the, I think, the more important of the two?
Yeah, I'm still looking at the Asian Pacific Islander count and still at one, but not aligned.
Yeah, it's like that. Okay. So if you can now switch over to Aries, I should bring on that one. R0 number of public. All right, look at all those. Ugly, or other orange, burnt umber, whatever that color is. That's where we're under. As you can see here, the number is quite different, right? On Epi for Black African American, it was 11.9%. For here, for our Ryan White clients, it's 17.4%. And I'm sure you all understand why, right? Like, Epi is everyone. Ryan White are those who are with the least amount of money coming in because they're on public benefits. And so the number is higher, which does show clear disparity when it comes to that particular race slash ethnicity. And so I think we need two more members of this community. I don't think one will get us to 17%. So that's a goal. I did have a gentleman who did reach out, seemed very interested, learned about us from the needs assessment, but he hasn't followed up. And if you don't follow up, I think that's I don't go after people, because I think like they really need to show that they want to do this, because it's two meetings a month. And as we see, we actually have, even though we're already under, we're even more under as far as not aligned, because there's zero there. You know, we are good overall for Latino, but we could use an individual who is a not aligned consumer, and we might be having one come up. I'm not sure. Do you know Vic's ethnicity offhand? Do you think he identified as a person of color? I just don't recall which one.
He does.
Oh, I think it was Native American.
Indigenous. Yeah.
Okay, well, that one helped.
Did we ever get an answer? I'm sorry I'm late. I sent a note saying I was coming for another meeting earlier, but hi, everyone. Did we ever get an answer to the questions that we had at the last meeting about what classification we could have some of the new members be? Because it was a question of whether or not we'd be able to count them as consumers versus provider.
I didn't ask because the program manager canceled our monthly meeting from HRSA, but I did a lot of internal soul searching. And I feel we can go ahead and count it.
Okay.
Yeah, because
that's not reflected here yet.
Well, Vic hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
And you all have to decide to bring Vic on. So if you guys recall that Vic is openly person living with HIV, but also works for DPH. However, the unit that DPH, that he works for at DPH, there's no Ryan White funding like going there. And so we were just wondering, like, but can we truly include him? But he does use Ryan White services from ADAP to this or that. And so I figure, like, you know what? If he's identifying as a consumer of services, that's what he literally told me. And there's no like glaring conflict of interest or even a perceived conflict of interest, like with Irwin, then why not? And if you all agree, like, that not only helps us, I think it also respects his identity. Mm-hmm. All right. So moving on, obviously we could use, we could use more men. That's what?
Oh, what?
What? No, I think these are just to show where we're under. Of course, men, cisgender men specifically, are not considered a special population. So it's fine if we're under there. We really want to overrepresent our special populations, if that makes sense. Because that means, of course, if we have more people of trans experience who we can bring in, well, let's bring them in. All right, moving on. As usual, the constant thorn in our side, the lack of youth. Maybe one of these days the young people will be interested in us. I just don't think so. Just about it.
We're getting a little old.
Yeah.
But what are we missing that we, I mean, we tried everything?
I know exactly what we're missing. We are missing incentives.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. We're bound by HRSA not to provide incentives, unfortunately. But that's how the HIV Prevention Council was able to keep, I think, two youth reps. It was like they were paid for their time.
Yeah.
I had a conversation. I need to schedule a follow-up with the D of Huckleberry Youth.
Okay.
So you just reminded me that that's on my to-do list.
Great.
For either talking about the recruitment of youth or representation for youth, both city and state.
Great. And if you're talking to them, mention like if they have a group or like enough people who can do a focus group, like that's one of our targets this year. That's something that Kira could do with them too. If they have positive youth, or you know, we're pretty flexible with our COLAs. So if it's a mixed serum status mixed group, I think that's fine. It's better than none.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if you'll see here, total non-aligned consumers, like we're still doing poorly here. We're at 21% when we should be at 33%. I mean, if you look at total HIV positive, you know, we're fine. We're over 33%, which is nice. But the important number is total non-aligned. So we'll be helped if Vic is accepted. No pressure, of course, but if Vic is accepted, since we'll be able to count them in there, we'll still need probably one more to get to 33%, maybe two more. No, I'm not good with this. All right. Any questions or thoughts on this demographic report? And then that agenda item is finished.
All right. There's a lot of short meeting.
Yeah, half an hour.
Yeah.
You can start interviewing with Erwin.
Yeah.
You can start interviewing with Erwin.
Oh.
We moved in, so he's going to show full counsel next.
All right, cool. And so these are the applications we reviewed last month, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So just to give you all a heads up, if we're clearly ending. Next month, we are hoping, I don't know if they've gotten back to you yet, not hoping. We may be in here, or Shanti is also moving into a new place that actually has multiple conference rooms. Mm. It's on Maiden Lane. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Maiden Lane.
Yeah.
Union Square?
Near.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So we might go there if this isn't available, or even just to try it out, you know. Yeah. Wanted to give you all a heads up.
Okay. The
whole office from 7:30?
Yeah, the whole office, and probably trying to get mission office over there too.
Well,
is Project Open Hand going to stay there?
Yeah. Yep, they're welcome to stay there.
It's
their building.
Does anybody want to add anything for next agenda before we end today? Or that's it? There's going to be another walk in once it's. For next month.
Yeah. Yeah. So another in-person meeting, you all can keep that in mind.
Great. So without any ado, this meeting has ended at 3:29.
Wow.